let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Charles Campisi was born in Houston, Texas, the grandson of immigrants from Sicily who came to an Italian settlement near Bryan, Texas in the late 1880s. He has a bachelor's degree in philosophy and a double master's covering educational psychology and social work. He has become fluent in Spanish through his own personal efforts at study, retired from service to the foster care system in Texas in June of 2014 after 44 years. Then he began looking for something fun to do. He found an offer from a ride-sharing company on the fourth day of retirement, signed up, and was driving 1 week later. His book, Adventures of a Rideshare Driver, is a collection of Charles' favorite experiences of driving passengers who use the ride-sharing mode of transportation. He's been a ride-sharing driver on more than 7,000 trips, has served more than 20,000 passengers, and driven for three different companies. Charles Campisi, author of Adventures of a Rideshare Driver, recipient of the Seal of Excellence, is our guest on This Week in America. Charles, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
I want to talk about a little bit of the background. I ran through it there just talking about how this came about, that you started becoming a rideshare driver. How long have you actually been driving?
Actually, I am finishing 6 years already.
Amazing.
And now with pretty heavy driving the last 18 months, I'm approaching 11,500 rides.
I mean, that is just amazing how this all started. And let's talk about the background up to that point. I briefly mentioned you retired from the foster care system in Texas. Talk about your background, and then we'll jump into how you use basically all of that in being a successful rideshare driver.
Well, I had 7 years in Catholic ministry, and it took me only 2 years to become pastor of a church. I was a very gregarious individual. I love people. I love to listen to people and to talk with people and to share experiences, happy times and negative times. And I am a people supporter. So this makes me, I think, the kind of person that can be not only an interesting driver, but I think also kind of a tour guide for this part of Texas.
Well, that's interesting, because isn't that a large part of what you do? You share stories, and you're very proud of that area, lived in that area for ages. You're sort of like with the Chamber of Commerce on wheels in dealing with some of your riders, from what I understand and read.
Yes, when I'm taking people from downtown Austin to the airport, they start asking me about interesting places in Austin. And I give them like 20 places to visit on their next visit here.
It's just
and usually either the husband or the wife or both say, "Geez, we wish we had met you when we first arrived here and gotten all this information."
Yeah, where were you when we were coming into town?
All the interesting places in Central Texas for our next visit.
Well, you've got that lined up, and maybe that's encouraging some people to come back that might not have. Well, Austin is such a great place. I'm sure it's you know, got people lined up to get into that city. The book is Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. Charles Campisi is the author and our guest on the program. That's Campise. The book's available at authorreputationpress.com, the usual places where books are sold. With that background, I mentioned philosophy, educational psychology, social work. As I'm reading that, I'm thinking that all comes into play, doesn't it, in adapting to the different customers that you drive around the area down there?
Yes, it does. A lot of people want to know what I used to do. And I tell them that for many years I ran a wildlife preserve, a facility for problem boys who nobody wanted anymore because of their naughty behaviors. My wife and I founded that in the Austin area, and it's still in operation. On September 7th, it will have its 47th anniversary.
Oh, that's amazing. Boy, you've touched a lot of lives.
So I tell people what the countryside used to look like back then. I tell them what it looked like before Interstate 35 went through Austin. And when I'm taking them to the airport, I tell them that the river is not really the Colorado River, and the airport used to be a B-52 airbase. I give them my favorite barbecue places. We probably have 200 barbecue outlets in Austin now, but I still favor two of the golden oldies.
Yes.
And there are a couple of places that are now the really hot spot entertainment districts in Austin. And one of them used to be the Hispanic Ghetto. And a couple of buddies and I who belong to the St. Vincent de Paul Society used to visit extremely poor people in the houses that are still there, which are now nightclub venues, to see if a person really did need money for their rent or food for their kids.
It's such an amazing background that you have in sharing that with all of the writers that you have. When did you get this idea to write the book Adventures of a Rideshare Driver? Charles Campisi, the author, is our guest on the program. When did this idea, when did it hit you? You know, I've got these great stories, interactions with my writers. I should write a book about this.
So after 2 years, my wife suggested that I put a journal in the front seat of the car.
Great idea.
With a couple of ballpoint pens.
Yes.
And she said, ask your drivers to write some comments. And when I filled two journals, I said, gee whiz, this content would make a nice book. A lot of people didn't write extensively, but I recalled what all they said that they didn't write about. So I included them in my stories. And I sat down at my computer, and it took me only 1 month to write the book.
That's amazing. And it's such a window into that. We think often about, driving and the interaction and what that would be like. And fascinating stories in the book, Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. Is there like a favorite story or two that you would share from the book? I hate to ask you to pick one out of all of the stories there, but something that top of mind that's a story that still resonates with you.
Definitely. For the first couple of years, all of the business in Central Texas happened from 8 p.m. until 3 a.m. So those are the hours during which I drove, usually Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, even at my age. So here it is, Sunday morning, 2 a.m., I'm heading towards my home, which is about 10 miles from the main square in San Marcos. I turned onto Hilliard Road, the road I live on. I forgot to turn off the app, and I got a ping to go pick up some people or pick up a passenger. And the passenger was 3 miles down the road. So I said, well, since I'm here, I'll go ahead and do one more trip. I went 3 miles. It was totally dark outside, and I saw what looked like a flashlight flashing towards me, and it kind of waved me over, and it was a young college guy. He said, are you Uber? I said, I am. I said, who are you here for? I said, I'm here for Michelle. So he said, just a minute. And he walks off into the dark, comes back in about a minute, and right behind him, four tipsy college girls. They get in the car. They've had plenty to drink. They're really tanked up, so they are extremely loud. And the first discussion, who's going to pay for this ride? I started heading back towards the part of the city where the dormitories are. And after about 3 miles, they settled that, and then they started hollering about, we got to stop and have some food, we're starving. Okay, where are we going? And one of them said, well, the only place I know right now that's open all night is McDonald's. All right, young ladies, that's where we're going. I pulled into the parking lot at McDonald's. They bailed out and went inside to order their food. And you could see them in there raising hell for about 2-3 minutes. They came out with their food, got in the car. The young lady in the front seat said, sir, you need to know that each one of us lives in a different dormitory. Well, okay, here we go. Got to the first dormitory. Young lady gets out of the back seat, opens the door, leans back in the car and says, I'll see you girls in church about 11 o'clock this morning. So I said, young lady, after tonight, you need church. And this happened 3 times.
Wow.
Before I got them to where they were going.
Why, an experience is like
that. But I do love, most of all, driving the students.
I was going to say, that's got to be
fun. And I got that love from hearing so many students say, driver, you're the first driver who's even been willing to talk with us.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I don't think that's right.
No, no. And boy, the stories and the relationships that you've developed over the years, obviously, and you'll read many of these in Charles' book, Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com. You'll find it at the usual places, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to get all that information. Do people ask you a lot of questions? You think of getting in with the driver and the driver is asking, just trying to make conversation, but do they ask you questions?
They want to know what I did in my earlier life. What kind of food do I like? Do I listen to this, that, or the other kind of music? Do I have a family? What do I think of college students? They want to know how I can be my age and driving in the middle of the night.
I'm sure there's a trick to that.
It's purely on adrenaline after 1 a.m.
I was going to say there has to be some tricks to that and some naps along the way during the day to be out there. Now, that's a very large college area down there, isn't it? How many thousands of college students do you have that really need drivers from time to time?
Well, for the last 2 years, the entire freshman class, I think, that comes here, as well as attends the University of Texas in Austin and the other colleges that are nearby, have had prior experience with rideshare driving. So they already have the app on their cell phone and then been instructed by their parents to be safe and use rideshare instead of driving after drinking.
Yes, yes. Good advice from the parents. It's
I tell these students that I particularly enjoy making sure that you receive the two things at the university that you came here for. That you came here for an education and a fun experience with no hassles.
And you can help accommodate.
They are delighted that I tell them that.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm sure that you've got this amazing rapport.
Many of them are repeat passengers, and they always remember my first name. And I love that.
Oh, yes. I'm sure that they want Charles to be their driver to get them safely and with some pleasant conversation.
Yeah, they'll say, how can we get you again?
Yeah, I'm sure. Charles Campisi is our guest, and that's C-A-M-P-I-S-E, if you're Googling. The book is Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. Rapidly running out of time here. I want to ask, because people are going, that really sounds like fun. I've thought about doing that before, but I'm concerned about my safety because I'm into situations that I'm not sure, like you're talking about the middle of the night, you're out picking up drivers. Is this safe for anyone to do, being a driver?
I think it's primarily safe because our vehicles are unmarked for the most part. I don't use an Uber or Lyft sign on my car. When I get near a passenger who's waiting for me, I put on my flashers, and they can see my license plate. I have never had any problem with now like 35,000 passengers.
That's incredible.
Not one problem.
For you, what is the most enjoyable thing about driving? And maybe I'll make that plural, things you enjoy about travel. Obviously, you enjoy the interaction with the college students. What do you enjoy most about this?
Well, I think because of my experiences, I can tell somebody how to get just about any place in San Marcos or Austin. I know where every entertainment venue is. I know where every good restaurant is. And to me, that's very enjoyable to have that knowledge.
Yeah, as I said,
to be able to recommend a dozen places people might visit while they're in the area.
Yeah, it's nice, not just a driver, but a sort of a tour guide as well that can give you the things to do from somebody who's lived there.
Yes, and I can tell them approximately within $1 how much it's going to cost them to go from where they're staying to that venue.
Well, that's a valuable service as well.
I'll say it'll cost you $6 or $7 or $8 at the most.
That's just a valuable service for the people that you're driving in that area. How many hours a week do you still drive?
I still drive 20 hours a week. And since the COVID, I've been doing what's called Uber Eats. Here in Austin and in San Marcos, there are a lot of restaurants that have signed up with Uber to have us drivers deliver food to people's homes and apartments. And I drive wearing gloves and a mask. I get the food, set it on the front seat, and the instruction always is leave the food at the front door.
Yes.
So it's safe because I never interact with the people who bought the food.
You see that so often.
I tap at their door and I say, Uber Eats at your door. And I walk away, and it takes them a couple of minutes before they open their door.
Yep. Yes.
So it's safe for them and for me.
Well, it works out for everybody, and we've been inside for so long in all various parts of the country. A minute or so left in the program. When you do this, is the tipping good? Do they still tip you well for driving them and for Uber Eats?
Tipping for Uber Eats is about 50% greater than for passenger travel.
Oh, it's interesting.
Some weeks, 40% of my take-home receipts are tips. And that just blows me away.
Yes.
And I think it's because people appreciate that there are some of us drivers out there delivering food to these people. They have such a great appreciation, you know, that I'm doing deliveries of hamburgers and Mexican food and fried fish and Thai food, Chinese food.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All that until 2 a.m. And it comes right to their door within, I would say, less than 10 minutes every trip.
That's a
valuable
service.
Still piping hot and ready to eat.
Oh, you're making me hungry. That's a great service to use. And keep that in mind as you're thinking about, should I order something and what's the best way to do that? Uber Eats is what Charles was talking about. A minute or so left in the program. I mean, this is obviously something you enjoy doing. Does this keep you young, this interaction that you have with all the writers you have, in particular the college students?
A lot of students want to know how old I am. And I say, do you think you can guess? And they make a guess, and it's usually 15 years younger than I actually am.
Oh, Okay, then it's working.
And I tell them, and they say, no, no, you're lying. You can't be that old. I say, oh, indeed I am. The driving, the pouring olive oil on my vegetable salad that keeps me young, and they just roar. They think that's hilarious.
Well, it's a successful
formula.
But
I have the greatest love and respect for this generation of young people. I think they're going to make America and the whole world a much better place once they finish school and they're out there.
Well, that comes across just in telling the stories of the interactions with the young people you have. And it's so interesting because you really get to see them. You get to see them when the guard is down and they're writing with you and in conversation with you from various parts, not only the country, but parts of the world where you are in the Austin area in Texas. It's a fascinating book. Are you working on another book? Because you're a very talented writer. Are you working on like a
sequel? I do have another book in the computer. And as soon as I can market successfully this book, I'll start spending money on getting the second book.
Oh, great.
Which will be More Adventures of a Rideshare Driver.
Well, I am anxious for that, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about it. And Charles' first book, his book, The Adventures of a Rideshare Driver, is the recipient of the Seal of Excellence. Just outstanding reviews. You'll find the book at all the usual places. I'll direct you to authorreputationpress.com. You can find it there. But, you know, Amazon and all of the places. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we'll link you directly up with information on Charles' book. You can order that and enjoy the book there as well. Charles, time has gone by quickly. It has been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Thank you so much for sharing all the stories. Keep driving out there, students and food, and looking forward to having you back with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much. I really enjoyed sharing today.
It has been fun. Charles Campisi, our guest, that's Campise. The book is Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. You'll find it at the usual places. Bang on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we'll hook you up with a link, and you can order the book there as well. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.